This is James Zahn, senior editor of The Toy Book, bringing you the Toy Report for Friday, June 7th, 2019. This week, the latest issue of The Toy Book hit the streets, and it is packed with the hottest new products that will be on display at the Astra Marketplace and Academy in Pittsburgh next week. The issue features a roundtable discussion about the evolving specialty toy industry and a look at some of the top properties and products for kids from this year's Licensing Expo. Video game sensation Fortnite dominated the 2019 International Licensing Awards with 5 wins. The award show took place during Licensing Expo at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas this week. See the full list of winners at toybook.com. The American Specialty Toy Retailing Association will honor this year's winners of the Astra Excellence Awards at the 2019 Marketplace and Academy. The awards recognize leading retailers, manufacturers, sales representatives, and young professionals who represent the best of the specialty toy industry, as nominated by the Astra membership. Toys R Us is headed back to Australia. True Kids Brands, the New Jersey-based parent company of Toys R Us, Babies R Us, Jeffrey the Giraffe, and more than 20 in-house consumer toy and baby brands, entered into a licensing agreement with Hobby Warehouse to operate Toys R Us and Babies R Us in Australia and New Zealand. The brands will relaunch sooner than you think, and it's happening on June 12th with a countdown clock ticking down on the official Toys R Us Australia website. Scooby-Doo and those meddling kids are coming to Playmobil. Playmobil inked a new licensing deal with Warner Brothers Consumer Products to produce a line of Scooby-Doo figures, vehicles, and playsets. Revealed at Licensing Expo, the new line will feature all of the members of the Mystery Incorporated gang. Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and Scooby-Doo will all be there, along with the Mystery Machine vehicle and more. Sony Pictures Consumer Products appointed Jazzwares as the master toy licensee for Vivo. It's a new animated musical featuring 11 songs written by Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda. The company will produce figures, playsets, and plush to support the film, with a line of musical instruments to be produced, designed, and marketed through its wholly owned subsidiary, First Act. Zuru unleashes its X-Shot Ninja range in the US. The limited edition line of foam dart blasters is inspired by top Twitch streamer Tyler Ninja Blevins. The collection includes 5 blasters: Stealth, Quick Scope, Turbo Strike, No Res, and Justice. Basic Fun acquires Hasbro's Tonka license. The company plans to relaunch Tonka at retailers next fall with a new collection of classic steel Tonka trucks, die-cast vehicles, and plastic lights and sounds vehicles. Basic Fun says it plans to launch a full marketing campaign aimed at getting kids outside to play and have fun in the fresh air. At Licensing Expo, Hasbro appointed Wicked Cool Toys as the new global master toy licensee for one of the most popular toys of the 80s and 90s, Micro Machines. Originally made by Galoob and relaunched by Hasbro in the mid-1990s, Micro Machines were a phenomenon made iconic with rapid-fire commercials featuring the fast-talking John Moshita Jr. as the Micro Machine Man. Mattel has entered into a partnership with Sanrio for a new toy range based on Hello Kitty. The company will design and develop toys, dolls, playsets, games, puzzles, baby gear, plush, vehicles, and other products inspired by Hello Kitty and Friends, Hello Kitty Cafe, and other characters from the Sanrio portfolio. Nominations are open for the 16th Annual Wonder Women Awards, presented by Women in Toys, Licensing, and Entertainment. The award show honors the top female executives, thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and other changemakers for extraordinary accomplishments and impact within the toy licensing and entertainment industries. We Cool Toys launches its Compound Kings Little Shuckies at Walmart. The summery ocean-themed Little Shuckies are a series of colorful seashells with a surprise pearl hidden inside. Little Shuckies combine the on-trend elements of blind packs, surprise collectibles, the thrill of unboxing, and the compound category's ever-popular slime. In all, there are 24 pearls for kids to collect. Universal Brand Development, Illumination, and the LEGO Group expanded their licensing partnership to include the Despicable Me franchise. The first collaboration will be LEGO Minions, inspired by next year's Minions: The Rise of Gru. The building sets will hit retail in key international territories in 2020. There's a lot of news out of Nickelodeon this week, starting with a new agreement between Viacom Nickelodeon Consumer Products and Pocket.watch. Viacom Nickelodeon Consumer Products will manage licensing in select international markets, across all categories for Ryan's World, the consumer products line featuring YouTube superstar Ryan from Ryan Toys Review and the universe of characters created by Ryan and his parents, as well as Ryan's Mystery Playdate, the new live-action series that was just greenlit for a second season on Nickelodeon. Additionally, Nickelodeon has revealed the first licensing partners for the upcoming Blue's Clues and You. Just Play is the global preschool toy partner for plush figures, playsets, and roleplay, while VTech will be the global partner for early learning toys, and Cardinal will handle games and puzzles. Additionally, Nickelodeon has entered into an agreement with Pinkfong to bring Baby Shark to life as an all-new original animated series, with Viacom Nickelodeon Consumer Products handling licensing. This weekend, the network will debut a shoe collaboration with Super Heroic, with slime-inspired kicks hitting the streets at Nickelodeon Slime Fest in Chicago. The shoes will be available at superheroic.com as well as Kids Foot Locker. Fuel your fandom with this news from the Pop Insider. FOCO introduces MLB Stranger Things bobbleheads. Baseball stadiums across the country are heading into the upside down. The new series of officially licensed bobbleheads depicts Major League Baseball stars and their mascots, alongside characters and settings from the award-winning Netflix original series. Alpha Group is ready to ride the rails with Chuggington. Next year, Chuggington will get a refresh for its 10th anniversary with an all-new 6th season of the animated series, as well as an all-new toy line coming from new master toy partner, Alpha Group. DreamWorks Animation is collaborating with Universal Pictures and Amblin Entertainment for the Netflix original series, Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous, an animated adventure set in the same timeline as the 2015 blockbuster Jurassic World. Magic Box International Toys named Goliath to be the U.S. distributor for Super Zings. The extensive line of micro superheroes is currently the top-selling boys collectible in Spain and the fastest-growing in the U.K. Sega revealed the last 12 games to be included in the much-anticipated Sega Genesis Mini when it comes out this summer. Originally announced as having 40 titles, the system, which is a 55% scale version of the original Model 1 that debuted in 1989 in North America, will now include 42 titles. The Wiggles have inked new licensing deals for 2019 and beyond. The current resurgence of the Wiggles in North America will be supported by a host of new products that will begin hitting retail this fall, just as the group wraps its largest U.S. tour in nearly a decade and heads north into Canada for a 26-city run. This is the Rockfather reminding you to dig deeper on these stories and more at toybook.com, your leading source for toy industry news, commentary, and more. We know play.